And here is the Writer's Almanac for Tuesday. It's the 2nd of June, 2009. It's the birthday of Thomas Hardy, born in Higher Brocklehampton in Dorset in 1840. His novel Tess of the D'Urbervilles, Irving Howe, the critic, once said, is that rare creature in literature, goodness made interesting. It's the birthday of the memoirist and journalist Jim Knipfel, born in Grand Forks, North Dakota, 1965, raised in Green Bay, Wisconsin, known for his humorous column Slackjaw, which has run weekly in different publications for over 20 years. He's written 1,000 weekly columns and a trilogy of memoirs and a couple of novels. Jim Knipfel, who is legally blind because of the disease retinitis pigmentosa, which first appeared when he was about 11 or 12, couldn't see in dim rooms or see at night. When he was in his early 20s, an ophthalmologist finally diagnosed his disease, told him he'd be blind in a few years. And now, he says, he sees the world kind of like peering through two toilet paper tubes all of the time. He'd been writing a Slackjaw column for about 10 years, when an editor at Penguin Putnam approached him with a book deal to write a memoir. The memoir came out in 1999, entitled Slackjaw, and they sent Knipfel on a 10-city promotional tour, which Knipfel later said, putting a blind man on a plane to 10 cities he's never been to before struck me as cruel and funny. He read from enlarged photocopies of his book using a magnifying glass with a strong lamp shining on the paper. Knipfel said he had a great childhood, but he also suffered from severe bouts of depression in his teens and young adulthood, tried committing suicide a dozen times. When he was 22, in his final suicide attempt, he tried first to hang himself and then swallowed 2 fistfuls of pills and 1/5 of scotch. He was living in an apartment in Minneapolis at the time. He stumbled into the hallway, made such a commotion that the cops came, and they ended up beating me up. As suicide scenes go, I thought it was pretty funny. He was put in the psychiatric hospital in Minneapolis for the next 6 months, and he wrote about it in his second memoir, Quitting the Nairobi Trio. Knipfel said that when it comes to writing books, he likes to write in marathon fashion. He likes to have the whole story in his head and then sit down and type 8 to 10 hours a day with regular cigarette breaks. Start with the first chapter, drive straight through to the end. His third memoir, Ruining It for Everybody, begins with the sentence, "Whenever I hear the word spiritual, I reach for my revolver." Here's a poem for today by William Wordsworth, his poem, Daffodils. I wandered lonely as a cloud that floats on high or veils in hills, when all at once I saw a crowd, a host of golden daffodils beside the lake, beneath the trees, fluttering and dancing in the breeze, continuous as the stars that shine and twinkle on the Milky Way. They stretched in never-ending line along the margin of a bay. 10,000 saw I at a glance, tossing their heads in sprightly dance. The waves beside them danced, but they outdid the sparkling waves in glee. A poet could not but be gay in such a jocund company. I gazed and gazed, but little thought what wealth the show to me had brought. For oft, when on my couch I lie, in vacant or in pensive mood, they flash upon that inward eye, which is the bliss of solitude, and then my heart with pleasure fills and dances with the daffodils. The poem by William Wordsworth, Daffodils, and that's the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of American Life and Poetry, bringing poetry to newspaper readers across the country. You can find it online at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by our technical director, Thomas Scheutzker. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.